Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Our guest, Joyce Palmer, the CEO and managing partner of JP Financial Group, knows all about attaining wealth. But today, Joyce is wearing the hat of the board member for the Charlotte Post Foundation.
Good morning, Francine. How are you?
I'm good. It's a silver anniversary.
It is. And we are excited.
The silver anniversary of the Charlotte Post Foundation. Now, we have to shout out Gerald Johnson, the president of the Charlotte Post publication that we read, and also the Charlotte Post Foundation. He's been at it for quite some time.
And this is his passion. This gets him excited. And he's tickled pink because we are celebrating 25 years of Charlotte Post Foundation.
And this year, ladies and gentlemen, this gala, this event, this fun event full of good food and great networking is October the 8th at the Hilton Charlotte Uptown from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Pull out those gowns and get ready to be in person live again. So we're definitely excited about that because last year was a virtual event and it was never very nice, but it was virtual. So this is real live time.
There's all types of people that support the Charlotte Post Foundation. Past, we've had huge sponsors like the banks, the large companies, because they see the need. And let's talk about the mission.
The Charlotte Post Foundation, it is a premier resource and provides expertise and a connector to the Black community. So there are three programs that the Charlotte Post Foundation centers all of their activities around. The three C's, they are corrective education, community education, and continuing education. So each one of those seeds represent a program that they do. And this is what I really love about the Charlotte Post Foundation and why I got involved is because each one of those programs have a huge impact or significant for our children, our African-American children in the Charlotte area. So the corrective program is an after school reading program at Walter Byers. And we know that reading is fundamental. We also know that when our children fall behind in that area, it can literally stunt their progress for the rest of their lives. So the after school program has been very, very instrumental in helping those at-risk kids get caught up in their reading. And of course, with the pandemic, we all know that who was hit the worst. That corrective education program is one of the things that the banquet and the foundation supports and that we raise money for. The other one is the community education. So community education is Black Lives Matter Charlotte, and it's a community forum to raise awareness and hold conversations with the community about issues that negatively affect the African-American Charlotte community. And then the third program is continuing education, and that's where they recognize and award scholarships to the top African-American seniors in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system. And that also leads us to our grand finale, the Post Best Banquet. And that's where it all comes together and they get an opportunity to showcase everything that the foundation is about, the corrective education, the community education, the top seniors. We all get excited because these young people come out and they show out and they get to get recognized. And it's just a fabulous event.
And we have some recognition of all recognitions. Jean Woods, tell us about Jean Woods.
Yes. So our luminary is Jean Woods, who is the president of the Atrium Hospital. So we are definitely excited about that. And then we also have the educator of the year. So they recognize a teacher, and that teacher is Malika Brewer from Ridgewood Middle School. They do the top two seniors, the top senior and the top senior runner up. And those are the two that are actually awarded scholarships. All of the top seniors are recognized, though. They do things throughout the year to recognize them and showcase some of the talent that we have in Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system.
If this is your first time hearing about the Charlotte Post Foundation, just go to charlottepostfoundation.org and see all the amazing things that they do. Are you ever looking for more volunteers, mentors, or people to highlight? Because sometimes people get overlooked. Mm-hmm. Can we be a volunteer or mentor?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So opportunities to be volunteers, to work with the foundation on any of those programs. I'm on the development committee, so I'll put a special shout out for the development committee. We are definitely looking for individuals that would like to be a part of the development committee to help raise funds and raise awareness of what the Charlotte Post Foundation does. But yes, we are always looking for volunteers and always looking for individuals that like to step up and even participate on the board as a board member.
Great, because you've enjoyed this for many years. And
I have.
You enjoy it.
I really get a kick out of seeing our young people get recognized, because so often it's the negative or the down things that we hear about. And so we really need to embrace all of the great works that the children are doing, all of the positive things that they're doing. These are leaders, our future leaders. Just give you a little highlight at the 25th anniversary banquet. You have to be there to see this. We're going to go back in history and kind of highlight some of those top seniors and what they're doing today, which is going to be really exciting, because 25 years ago, when they were getting recognized and coming out and starting their careers, we knew big things would happen, but you're going to be just blown away to hear what some of these seniors are now doing. So you got to be there though to see it.
ThePostFoundation.org, ThePostFoundation.org. Now we're talking about the 25th, the silver anniversary of the Charlotte Post Foundation. I always put Charlotte in there because we are Charlotte.
That's right.
Yeah. And our guest today is Joyce Palmer. She's been on before. You know, she's the CEO and managing partner of JP Financial Group. Knows all about the wealth, and you know all about wealth, education, and community. So that's your middle name. I want to thank That's you right. for joining us.
Thank you, Francine. Thank you for always supporting the Charlotte Post Foundation, because when we did our Shred event back in April, we were on and you supported that, and we had a huge turnout, and it was definitely instrumental in helping us raise funds for this foundation. So
we're going to take a short break, but we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.